By the time this gets out, and then by the time that Big Fatty is done with his little show, which is, it's only got like 48 of them left. So I thought maybe we could take just a moment just to say thank you and record our little thoughts about the end of the Big Fatty show. So Big Fatty was like one of my gateway podcasts. The two or three that I started listening to at the very, very beginning. And I think I got in on Big Fatty's show like at episode 30. And I did go back in time and listen to the ones I hadn't listened to. And, you know, to talk about Earworm, it's kind of like an Earworm podcast because he just repeats a lot of the same stuff over and over again, but it all works because Big Fatty is such a charming and gentle soul. And I just want to say thank you for all of the entertainment in my ear holes, Big Fatty, over the years.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Just repeats a lot of the same stuff over and over again.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3182. I say chew. Of the BFO for far right. The 17th of April 2020, y'all, coming up on today, say it with me,
a little show.
Y'all, I'm gonna tell you all about my day, and that includes, can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, everybody. Sweet toothers, Big Fatty, I love a sweet tooth. Hi, everyone. I hope you're all right. It's going well, y'all. You're sweet. Well, you will find out. You will find out when I start reading the coupon why you are sweet toothers, Big Fatty. Don't forget what time it is to have a sweet tooth. Would that be tooth hurty, Big Fatty? I hope it doesn't hurt. Yes, Big Fatty. Did he have too much coffee? perhaps he's had a pre-sweetened cereal. Big Fatty is just playing like a maniac. It's true, y'all. That was the music that Alex. Big Fatty, by the way, have you heard anything from Dells in Dallas, or are you pretty much sure that you've pissed him off? Well, no, I hadn't heard anything from him, but I don't think I pissed him off. I think he's going to do it right, and doing it right takes time. Yes, Big Fatty. but y'all, I sped up. Alex Levin sped up his music so I could make it a ringtone. Big Fatty, what does that when that ringtone goes off? Is that when Granny's running to the toilet? I don't know, but anyway, y'all. After I talked to you yesterday, recorded, y'all, I finished up my nipple walk and. Then, y'all, I came in and I watched the CBS Evening News with Miss Nora O'Donnell. And, y'all, then I was off. I was off to the Von's East. Yes, Big Fatty! Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. Y'all, as it is. As it do on Hump Day. y'all went to the Von's East, and y'all got there after 7 p.m. in the evening, and y'all, the store was not very crowded at all. In fact, I think there were more employees in there than there were shoppers. And y'all, I think I may have been, most people were not wearing the masks. But I wore my mask, but y'all, it fogs up my glasses. Big Betty, it's because you're breathing heavy. Oh, Big Betty. But y'all, you're about to find out why you're sweet toothers. Y'all, I bought me a little 2-pound bag of the self-rising flour. You know, Casey in Denver made Big Fatty's beer bread. Yes, Big Fatty, in that bedpan. It was just lovely looking, and Mr. Cackle was making something that looked like a bubbling crude. I know it was. Y'all, I bought me a half gallon of the Bluebell ice cream. That was on sale. Y'all got lemon ice cream. Y'all, it's not sherbet ice cream. Y'all, it's delicious. Y'all, believe it or not, y'all, they were pretty well stocked except for, like, paper towels and the toilet paper and the wipes and eggs. That was about the only thing that I didn't see any of. But they had meat and everything. And y'all, they had a few little containers of the liquid soap. So y'all, I got a little thing of that. Y'all, they had the turkey bazooms, turkey breast on sale for 99 cents a pound. Y'all, I thought, well, you know what? I'm going to get me one of those and put it in the cracker pot. Yes, we Betty. Y'all, I got me a big old container of the spring mix solid. The regular solids were not on sale, but the spring mix was. Y'all, I got a couple of bags of the Raisinettes. They were a dark chocolate, of course. They were buy one, get one free. Y'all, I got me another little ham. This was the Von Zeese brown sugar ham. Oh, no, brown sugar reminds me of Joe and Dallas. But anyway, y'all, and I had a coupon. I had a coupon for something. Y'all, it's over in the chilled area of the bakery. Y'all, it was a blackberry cream cheese cobbler. Y'all, and it's delicious. It's absolutely delicious. Y'all, I got a couple of packages of the Green Giant antioxidant vegetables. I got a box of the saltine crackers. What is that? Oh, y'all, they had some of the Easter cookeries. Oh, Big Fatty, you ran out of music. Well, that's because I've got a sweet tooth. y'all, I got they had the Easter cookeries half price. Y'all, I got it looks like a little nest with a jelly bean in it. y'all picked up a quart of the fat-free milk. Y'all, they had the Olive Garden croutons on sale. And y'all, I got another bag of those sort of freeze-dried tangerine wedges. And y'all, I spent $51.81, but I saved $24.23. Yes, Big Betty, and you ran out of music. I did. y'all got home, wiped everything down. Big Fatty, including your butthole? No, I... Oh, Lord. and y'all, that I watched, what did I do? Oh, I watched The Survivor on the TV machine. And by the way, y'all, that episode of The Will and Grace that I told you about, y'all, I put a link to it in the show notes from yesterday. So that's an easy way to go look at that if you hadn't seen it already. And did you figure out who the special guest was? Well, y'all, it was, I can tell you the character it was. It was the lady foreman at the candy factory. Did you recognize who that was? Y'all, then I just watched a few other things on the TV machine, and I I tried to go to sleep. I had a little bit of trouble with that. Y'all, it got cool. I opened the windows. It was just lovely in the love chamber. But I did have a little bit of trouble falling asleep, but I finally did. And y'all, once I was out, I was out. And y'all got up a little bit earlier than I normally do, of around 9 a.m. in the morning instead of 9:30. What do you mean 9:30? 10:30? Well, anyway, had my coffee, and y'all, instead of having more quiche, I had the cream chip beef over some sourdough toast. Oh yes, Big Betty, nothing like starting the day out with shit on a shingle. It's true. And y'all, I did the Sudoku. Y'all, the thirsty one is a level 3. Y'all, they get harder as the week goes along. But I was able to figure it out and got it done. Then I did the morning nip walk. Y'all, it was just delightful. Absolutely delightful out doing the morning nipple walk. Nice and cool, and it felt good to be in the sun. Y'all, then I got back here and got my share. I've been watching a little bit on the TV machine. I had some of that blackberry and cream cheese cobbler. Y'all, absolutely delicious. And then what else? And y'all, I caught up on one of those quiz programs that I watched, the Lego Masters. Y'all, they had the final episode of that, and y'all, I was thoroughly impressed, and y'all, it was really a really good little quiz program, and y'all, I think that pretty much, oh no, Big Fatty, you forgot, you got something in the Villa Mailbox!
Make a wish!
So y'all, there was a kid in the Villa mailbox, and y'all, it's laminated, and it says, y'all, it's a picture of it. It looks kind of like a bull, but I don't think it is. Big Fatty was bullshit. Oh, Big, I don't believe I said that. Y'all, speaking of bull, y'all, I'm worried sick about Patty Bacon. Worried sick. But anyway, y'all. Printed below it, it says, "Will the beast be going out?" Ready? Well, the beast has been asleep. Y'all, it's terrible. It's just terrible. And it says, "Not the wildebeest." No, it says, "No, the wildebeest will be staying at home, social distancing. Hugs, BFO, the Robs, photo from our 2018 Africa trip." Well, isn't that lovely? And the Robs, they're just the sweetest people you'll ever meet. And y'all, I don't think I'm gonna put the picture up today, because y'all, I'm kind of expecting something. I've gotten notice that I've got something coming, so maybe it'll come in today's mail, and I can throw a picture up next week of this and that. But y'all, that pretty much was my day. Yes, Big Fatty.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Saturday the 18th, that's tomorrow, y'all. We have not one but two celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first, I mention it every year, he's no longer with us, but y'all, it was the celebration of the exiting the birth canal of Princess Hannah's father, and I know it means the world to her. for me to remember that. And, y'all, I think it's a good time for us all to kind of step back and remember some folks that may not be with us anymore. And Princess Anna, I hope today fills you with good memories. And, y'all, our other celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, you heard him at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, he's a former co-host of the... he was a co-host of the former Lotso little show. And, y'all, I've met this person in The Lost Wages, I think, a couple of times. Y'all, it is none other than that Peter G. Oh, Big Daddy, we love Peter G. It's true. And, y'all, just, again, and B.S. Big Daddy, he has excellent tonic water. He does. y'all, Peter G. got me hooked up on the excellent tonic water. So that's another good reason to celebrate his exiting of the birth canal. So, y'all, if you see Princess Hannah or Peter G on the 20 or the FaceSpace, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope Peter G gets a big old piece of focaccia. Big Fatty focaccia. Well, it's kind of cake.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I was going to read you the rest of this dream from David, that blue jeans guy. And, y'all, I'm out of time. Big Fatty. I did have a comment over there at the BFO from Miss Kim. Beaver, and y'all, she was commenting on me being in the villa for 5 years, and she says, 5 years? Incredible how time flies. I love the Doctor Who look. Big Fatty, were you standing in a phone booth or something? I think that's a Mexican thing. But yes, Big Fatty, probably a Mexican thing. Anyway, and y'all, the Haunt Cub and the Haunt Daddy, y'all, they sent me a link to some recipes for things I can cook in the new air, fryer. And y'all, some of them look pretty good. Some of them don't look so good. Beep, Fatty. Jay and Ron, thank you so much for that. I will be investigating some of those. Y'all, Miss Bacon sent me a recipe for that you could make donuts out of canned biscuits. And Big Fatty, I think you've probably got enough sweeties in the house. Oh, and by sweeties, I guess you mean you and Squeaky Kitty. No, Big Fatty, I meant that blueberry and cheese pie and the ice cream and the raisinettes and the... Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely... just a lovely weekend. Get out and do something that puts a smile on your face, even if you're social distancing when you're doing it. But y'all, just because you're in this physical distancing from people, that doesn't mean that you can't be enjoying what you're doing. So get out there and do it with a smile on your face. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the now defunct Lotzel. And Peter G., What's the main thing you take away when you listen to the BFO?
Just repeats a lot of the same stuff over and over again. Just repeats a lot of the same stuff over and over again. Just repeats a lot of the same stuff over and over again.
Oh, yes, especially if he's had the Mexican food. That comes up all night.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.